Chapter 6, Location, Hawaii to the Angel Realm.
I can't believe I just met Archangel Michael.
Cirrus was still beaming brightly from her sunset color blending.
I know, right? And he wants me to come for an interview.
Well, I did hear something about that. I was thinking you would be a good cloud for that job. You have always loved hearing stories about angels.
What did you hear about the job exactly? Nimbus asked.
He was surprised that his mother already knew about it, and that Archangel Michael knew she knew.
I heard that the angels are looking for some mature clouds to train to be angel helpers.
Really? Archangel Michael didn't say anything about the program.
Suddenly, Nimbus was excited.
Angel helpers? I can do that!
Yes, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think I remember that they are having interviews tomorrow at the Divine Spirit Center.
Cirrus floated past him. Do you know where that is, Nimbus? She looked back at the sunset one more time.
In the stratosphere?
No, they moved their location closer to Earth, to the troposphere. There have been so many callings from the humans that they needed to be more accessible.
Why are they training clouds? Nimbus asked, trying to keep up with Cirrus, who was tired and in a hurry to get home before dark.
Well, from what I heard, it seems there aren't enough angels to answer all the callings from Earth. With the war on terrorism and the aftermath of the pandemic and Mother Nature's disasters, which I might add has made your cousin a name for himself.
You mean Hurricane Taz? Nimbus asked.
Oh, you've heard of his shenanigans, hmm?
Yeah, I was just thinking about him the other day.
Well, don't. He's not one to brag about.
Anyway, the angels need help, and the archangels got together and thought they would set up a program for a select number of clouds to assist them.
Well, how do you know all this, Mom?
Nimbus, I'm not just a lightweight. Now, come on. Cirrus said, but then she stopped.
What? Nimbus asked, bumping into her.
You need to head to the troposphere now, so that you will be there in time for your job interview.
But Archangel Michael already said I would be a good candidate and just come to see him. I can go any time.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, Cirrus said, seeing the group of sunsetters leaving.
She waved to them.
What does that mean? Nimbus asked.
You need to wait until the fat lady sings.
Oh, I guess that's not politically correct anymore. But, you know, the large ladies tend to have better voices.
She laughed again and hugged Nimbus.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
They're idioms that have become cliches, Nimbus. Didn't you learn anything from your grammar lessons?
What? Nimbus said.
Cirrus started climbing in altitude. Just do your best, son, and good luck.
As Nimbus watched his mother float away, he suddenly felt exhausted. He was not only trying to sustain his mass from all of his efforts at the competition, but the excitement that followed, a new possibility for his life. As he hovered watching his mother get smaller, he was getting misty thinking about her. She had always been there for him at every stage of his growth. She was the best example of a good example, and he was going to make her proud. His dad? Well, that was a different story. He took a deep breath and mustered the last of his strength and headed for the angel realm. Nimbus was very anxious as the hefty pink angel receptionist with small wings handed him an application. She pointed to the waiting area in the Divine Spirit Center. He noticed that all the other cloud applicants were so well-formed and stationary. He was having enough trouble staying in one shape, much less not drifting into another. He filled out his application as best he could and handed it back to the receptionist. She motioned him to the other side of the hall to wait for his interview.
Cumulonimbus III?
When Nimbus heard his name, he rolled into a ball.
Cumulonimbus III!
The chuckles died down as he slowly started to let go and regain his composure. Shape up and tighten up, he told himself. You used to be Nitro Nimbus, remember?
Yes, he managed to say.
Right this way, please.
Nimbus, looking like a cauliflower, followed the large pink angel down the hall into a very large office. There, sitting at a very large desk, was Archangel Michael. He was more majestic than Nimbus remembered. A feeling of tremendous awe cycled around through his inner lining of his mass, and he slowly softened.
Nimbus, it's good to see you again.
Michael was glowing a deep bluish purple. Nimbus couldn't speak, much less breathe. The Archangel waved him to come closer.
It's good that you took your mother's advice.
He paused and smiled.
I see you're nervous. Don't be. You are going to do just fine.
Suddenly, Nimbus felt at ease. A gentle calming started flowing through him. He relaxed and was better until he heard Michael's pointed question.
Nimbus, it says here from your application that you were suspended from Thunderhead School. Tell me about that.
Nimbus hesitated, then blurted out. Well, I never wanted to go to that school, but my dad said that I needed to be a cumulus cloud and follow in the family tradition. But I just didn't fit in. As you can see, I'm not a large cumulus, and Nimbus took a breath and looked into the Archangel's beautiful lapis color eyes. I really wanted to make my dad proud, so I did my best, but then I just wasn't cut out for the whole program.
Well, tell me about the issue with the Bully Brigade.
Oh, yes, the Bully Brigade, Nimbus said, wrinkling his face back into a cauliflower. They wouldn't leave me alone.
Why is that? Michael asked thoughtfully.
They found out that I knew how to, they found out that I was special in it. Well,
Nimbus stopped talking and lowered his head. I know all about you, Nimbus. I, too, have special powers.
But I didn't mean to learn how to spin, and then I misused it and hurt people. And then when it was all happening again with the school gang, I couldn't get away. Somehow I lost control, and Nimbus was building from his shame. I got blamed for something I didn't do.
But you did do it.
But it wasn't my fault.
But you did do it, Michael insisted.
Yes, I did, Nimbus sighed, then added. But I was able to save the trailer. That's got to count for something, right?
PTSD isn't an easy recovery, Michael said.
What does that mean?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. It's when something very frightening happens to a human being, especially children, and they feel it for years to come. More and more humans are asking for help because of it. You see, Earth School is a cause-and-effect curriculum. It works both ways, with positive outcomes and negative outcomes. The negative ones are where we come in. The angels are called on to help sort out the effects. Am I making myself clear?
I'm not sure, Nimbus said, seeing his new job drifting away like an oriental funeral lantern. I guess I am part of the cause then, right?
I'm glad you see it that way. Cause can produce effects that are most educational.
They can, Nimbus said.
Actually, I tend to pick those candidates that have been the cause in a situation, so they know the ramifications of their actions. I believe you have learned two great lessons and have seen the light from your actions.
I have? Nimbus came to attention.
Oh, I know I have!
The Archangel leaned forward, placing his hands together as in prayer.
Nimbus, I asked you to come for this interview because I saw the other side of you at the competition. You were proud but not arrogant, majestic but not superior. You were uplifting, respectful, and helpful. I think you would be happy here. He leaned back in his chair.
Are you saying you're giving me the job?
Nimbus felt a movement in his mass, a very exciting movement. Has the program been explained to you?
Yes, well, I did read it on the application. It's 1 year of intense training where I am to be an angel's aide, then an angel's associate, and then I apprentice with a real angel as an angel's angel.
then you know there are great possibilities for advancement in this new field. You would be a pioneer. We will be calling the recruits the Angel Cloud Team. ACT for short. Are you interested?
Interested? Are you really interested in me?
Nimbus was doubling in size. I think your training should start immediately. Can you report the day after tomorrow? Michael rose from his desk. You'll want to spend some time with your family before you start.
You mean it? I've got the job?
You've got the job.
But what about my probation at Thunderhead?
Not a problem. Consider it handled.
Seriously? Then I'll be here day after tomorrow. Yes! Yes!
Nimbus was bowing and bouncing all around Michael's office. I look forward to seeing you again, Michael said, circling around Nimbus to help him find his way out. Nimbus couldn't wait to tell his mother. He caught an air current and sailed right home. As he blew in and darted around looking for his mother, Nimbus shouted,
I got the job! I got the job!
Your mother is at some whatever she's doing helping your Aunt Meriwether do whatever they do. Who knows when she'll be back, Cumulo said, rolling in.
Oh, hi, Dad, Nimbus stopped dead.
Your mother said you won the contest in Hawaii.
Yes, it was a great show, and I even got to meet Archangel Michael.
So I heard. You say you got the job. What job is that?
Nimbus noticed that his father was extra large for some reason. Well, didn't Mom tell you?
She mentioned that you were going to the Angel Realm before you came home.
Cumulo moved closer to Nimbus.
You know I am responsible for your whereabouts since you are still on probation.
Yes, I know, and I'm sorry I didn't ask you first, but I didn't have time. I knew you would approve.
So tell me all about it.
Nimbus filled his dad in on the visit, the interview, and the job description. And my first assignment starts day after tomorrow.
How is that possible with your probation?
Oh, Archangel Michael fixed all that. You know, he has pull in higher places.
I see.
Cumulo was quiet, which made Nimbus more nervous as he took a breath to keep from building.
Well then, since you have tomorrow free, you can come with me on a routine snowstorm mission in Wyoming. Thanksgiving is coming, and the Cloud Council wants us to give them a nice storm. Humans seem to like snow during the holidays.
If you're sure I'll be back in time, I would love to go with you.
Of course, it's just routine, Cumulo said. It will give me some time to be with my son before he leaves.
So you're okay with me doing this? Nimbus asked, surprised.
If it's okay with the Archangel, who am I to question?